This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. Didn't even have the mic in front of me when I started this. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I have this feeling we have rounded a bend. It's not a very scenic one. Let me do a little setup for you. On April 21st, 2022... Barack Obama spoke at a cyber symposium hosted by Stanford University. And during this address, he attempted to redefine the meaning of free speech. He argued that in order to safeguard America from opinions he considers dangerous, government regulation of the First Amendment via constitutional modification was more than justified. Fast forward 2 weeks on May 3rd, after the news leaks that the U.S. Supreme Court is close to overturning the decision Justice Samuel Alito called egregiously wrong from the start, Barack, along with his wife Michelle, immediately responded by contradicting the argument he made at Stanford. He had just decreed that, among other things, questioning the 2020 election result threatens democratic ideals and must be silenced through federal rule. Then, when the Roe v. Wade information leaked, the former president did a 180-degree about-face and issued directives that if the highest court in the land decides Roe v. Wade is bad law and throws abortion back to the states, public rejection of the decision is necessary, as well as exercising the First Amendment right to protest. Simply put, on the ideological leaning of the topic, 1 week the right to free speech should be restricted and the flawed Constitution adjusted, and the next week the right to free speech exercised and the sacred Constitution protected. They explain why this is necessary in the following way. Today, millions of Americans woke up fearing that their essential freedoms under the Constitution were at risk. If the Supreme Court ultimately decides to overturn the landmark case of Roe v. Wade, then it will not only reverse nearly 50 years of precedent, it will relegate the most intensely personal decision someone can make to the whims of politicians and ideologues. I don't know if you've been checking around there, Barack, but I mean, you've been advocating that for quite some time. The rant should have begun by relegating intensely personal decisions to the "before you participate in the Procreative Act" column. Next, the statement could have explained to America why the precedent set by the First Amendment in 1791 is less of a pattern for freedom than a poorly thought-out decision made in 1973. And note, when opposing the need to oppose this controversy, both Biden and Obama coincidentally mentioned the word whims. Nevertheless, when Barack and Michelle failed to acknowledge in their quickly released communique was that there were millions of other Americans who have also woken up every day for the last 50 years who lament the 62 million lives snuffed out under the auspices of a constitution established to protect both life and liberty, neither of which was meant to exclude one from the other. Those Americans are thankful that at least on the federal level, the essential freedoms under the Constitution will also apply to the 3,000 unborn Americans whose lives are at risk every single day. What Obama shared, as if it was settled truth, was that despite 98% of all abortions being solely for convenience's sake, he and his wife believe that more than 60 million women who disposed of 20% of the current U.S. population did not approach the decision lightly. How in the name of God he knows that statistic is anybody's guess. And his statement also argued that ceasing federal support for abortion poses grave risks to the health, fertility, and life of, wait for it, schoolgirls without cars and poor working women who choose abortion over the lives of their children. Now, isn't the president, the former president, amongst those who insist that federal control of gun ownership ensures that the grave risks posed by guns would be eliminated? If that's true, and government equals safety, and the assurance that illegal firearms will be impossible to access if gun laws are enacted, why then doesn't the same hold true when it comes to access to illegal abortion? If restricting guns saves lives, so should restricting abortion. Shelley and Barry reminded anyone who might disagree with whatever self-contradictory thing they might have to say or think, putting this out, a clear majority of Americans support Roe. Yet we recognize that while many are angry and frustrated by this report, some of those who support Roe may feel helpless and instinctively turn back to their work or families or daily tasks, telling themselves that because of this outcome may have been predictable, there's nothing any of us can do. Is trust in a clear majority why Obama feels comfortable floating a subliminal suggestion that anarchist types not turn back to their work, but instead participate in Alinsky-style chaos on behalf of those who make up less than 2% of the annual abortion statistics, namely rape victims and women who require medically necessary abortions? So here we have some new outrage as potential fuel for another summer of pre-election violence. And the community agitator then recommended everyone, including women without transportation and money, exercise the freedom of speech he'd called dangerous at Stanford, skip either school or work, and attend local pro-abortion protests and campaigns. And to act, not just think about these people, by standing with those like himself who have sounded the alarm for decades that the federally funded butchery was in danger of being shut down. In Born Alive, Iraq's fear of influence policy disagreement now translates into fascism, and forced submission to subhuman government fiat is viewed as democracy. So, assured that his convincing skills are sufficient, he must feel comfortable omitting data that explains who and why women have abortions, and state as a fact that a clear majority of you, that consensus exists of people who, without exception, support the unfettered slaughter and incineration of living human beings. And we should face it, radicals like Barack and Michelle despise the type of democracy they claim they want to preserve. Not once in their little strongly written statement did the couple appeal to the opposing side or advocate for personal accountability or express respect for human life or call for a calm, measured response until the court's decision is finalized. And there you have it. The man who recently suggested the Supreme Court needs to revamp the Constitution and redefine the First Amendment is now contradicting his own convoluted argument by warning that the same court he hoped would revise the First Amendment now be opposed with a heavy-handed outworking of free speech, which, I'll be honest with you, if you'll notice, the left has taken speech and turned that into a very broad definition. Violence. Speech can be violence. See, that's why you and I have to be shut up. What we say can be hurtful. It can be painful. It can be this. It can be that. And all the while they're saying that, of course, they have no real idea of what violence is. Not real violence. They have no idea how to wield it. And this getting out there and saying, just don't turn back just to your work. You need to do this and you need to do that. Okay. This is a call to arms from a Marxist. Understand it for what it is and gird yourself for what is coming. And don't get too despondent over the fact that you think it may flip the election. There's nothing going to flip the election. They have inflicted the pain. Now they get to reap it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I had just been able to get away. I'd gotten away from traveling like I was going into combat, and I was sort of happy about that because it's a much lighter weight to travel. And now, of course, I'm going to have to do it again. I'm going to have to do it again. In 2020, we watched as rioters destroyed buildings and lives throughout our cities in the wake of George Floyd's death. And summer is inbound, and now we have a new outrage, so get ready for another summer of riot and destruction. And the White House also has legitimized this kind of behavior by calling MAGA Republicans the most extreme in our history. I mean, what kind of a sandwich are they trying to make? The leaked working opinion authored by Justice Alito concerning overturning Roe v. Wade has provided the necessary unifying principle for the left. Gives them excuse now to go out there and, go out there and burn things down. Senator Warren helped light the fuse outside of the Supreme Court by inciting the crowd when she told them, "We won't go back." Well, you will too, so lady. In the past, Senator Chuckie Schumer threatened justices on the steps of the court in 2020. "I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you've released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions." And my biggest question is, does the left think that that just happens? That we're just going to sit by idly by like sheep watching things burn with unblinking eyes? Is that what they think is going to happen? Now, coming up this weekend is Mother's Day weekend. And leftist groups are organizing protests to Supreme Court rulings. Now, the addresses of the Republican-appointed justices have published for a walk-by next week. That's a very dangerous thing to have done. I don't know if that's not public knowledge or not, but that's a really dangerous thing to be doing. This type of intimidation may be illegal in Virginia and could be viewed as interference in a legal procedure. And certainly among the pro-abortion crowd are radical persons who would advocate violence to stop such a ruling against Roe, because intimidation is one of Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. During those 2020 riots in Seattle, Mayor Jenny Durkin proudly touted the neighborhood takeover as the summer of love. She was forced, of course, to later modify that optimistic outlook, but she gave legitimacy to the rioters. In cities like New York, Mayor de Blasio permitted the rioters free rein and held the police back. Groups like Antifa and BLM are allowed to attack and threaten peaceful protesters, as in Portland, when they attacked a group supporting a Republican candidate for governor of Oregon. The police arrived only after Antifa had left the area, despite the headquarters being across the street. The election in many Democratic cities of criminal-friendly district attorneys ensure more violent events. Like the non-charges in the attack on comedian Dave Chappelle in L.A. by D.A. Gascon, despite the attacker having a knife in his bag. As the loss of police resulting from this defund movement and lack of political support limits response time and type of response, violent events are going to occur. It's not that they will occur, it's not that they could occur, it's that they're going to occur. Is there any rationale for overturning it? Yes. It could be debatable, since the 1970 ruling is based upon a right to privacy not enumerated in the Constitution. Rulings of long standing have been reversed, including Plessy versus Ferguson, separate but equal, Dred Scott. The problem for us is the distortion of the record by the left, which inflames the radicals. They state that the right to contraceptives, interracial marriage, and education for gays is going to be eliminated by getting rid of Roe. This, of course, is echoed by Biden in the White House, legitimizing the claim. And the extremists who are itching for a reason to do it will act out as a result. Then there's the weakening economy. This leaves the vulnerable feeling hopeless. Some will more likely act out for that as well. Why does the administration ignore the threat to regular people by inflation? Inflated dollars will be used to pay off the debt, which will be unmanageable otherwise. The flooding of illegals across the border provides cheap labor to companies that help pay for Biden's election. Eventually, the Democrats hope to gain them citizenship to vote accordingly later, but the critical situation now is the anarchy that results from all of this, which allows more election fraud in 2022, because Americans are easily distracted. In the blue cities, where they've decided to doom themselves, drop boxes are enshrined. Enshrined. The reckless talk by the administration regarding the war in Ukraine is concerning. In the statements, they routinely take credit for aggressive activities. This allows Putin to position Russia as threatened by America in a proxy war. All this talk increases the likelihood that the war will widen. But it is all part of the anarchy that the administration powers want to capture more power ahead of the 2022 elections. In Europe, double-digit inflation is the norm presently. Our leadership wants to bring about this situation here. When you have a few accomplishments to show the voters, you got to distort. And this is politics. So here's what I'm going to do. Okay, I'm going to pay attention to the topics that matter to me. But normally, when this show is over, I jump in my car and I go to the city where my buddy Gene Garris, Dr. Gene Garris, my chiropractor, radio guy down in Columbia, South Carolina, he cracks my back. And I routinely used to carry something I called the Antifa welcome wagon bag. And with the waning of Antifa, because there was some down in Columbia and there was some violence and some destruction, with the waning of that, I quit carrying it. I mean, I carried enough stuff with me just in case I need it, but now I guess I'm back to carrying it. The Antifa welcome wagon bag. And the part that bugs me the most about this is that nothing is really going to change. If you're a female and you want to, if you live in a state or you don't live in a state where abortion is legal, if you want abortion, you can go to a state where abortion is legal. Abortion is not being banned. There are some states that will ban it. There are some states that will, you know, it'll be practically part of their fabric. And, you know, a little bit of discretion and a little bit of foresight might accompany certain things that might occur, like sexual relations or something. But I know that's way, responsibility is way too much to ask. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says America's future will be built by a renewed manufacturing sector.
These technologies revolutionize the way of life. They keep prices low for businesses and families. So let's make them in America again. Let's build a future here in America.
Speaking in Ohio on Friday, Biden saying the United States has been too reliant on goods that are made overseas. He argued more U.S. manufacturing will fuel innovation while paving the way for lower prices and stronger, more reliant supply chains. The CDC is investigating cases of severe hepatitis in children in 25 states and territories across the United States. The agency is looking into 109 cases which have caused 14% of the kids to have liver transplants. This is USA Radio News. There are calls for federal law enforcement to investigate a leak of the Supreme Court's draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade and upholding Mississippi's law that prohibits abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stube on Fox Business claims progressive lawmakers are undermining the Supreme Court.
The full purpose of this was to get this information out before the decision was made and solidified so that the left could do just exactly this and bully our justices that are going to be making this determination on this final decision.
The White House and President Biden have not condemned the leak. Chief Justice John Roberts already has the marshal of the court looking into who leaked the opinion. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee sent a letter to Nina Jankowicz calling on her to testify about her new role as the head of Biden's Disinformation Governance Board at the Department of Homeland Security. USA Radio News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, while I'm looking and seeing more violence coming soon, you need to understand that's not going to happen everywhere. Now, we hear the numbers, right? We hear these numbers. Everybody's aware that the United States has been going through a crime surge. And that dramatically increased homicide in our country. For some reason, rape went down and armed robbery went down, but assault with a deadly weapon went up, homicide went up. The overall murder rate is a multi-decade high of 6.9 per 100,000, with around 22,735 murders in 2021. Not all by gun. Gun control advocates have already taken to blaming guns for this increase, but like I said, it's not about guns. And while nearly every part of the country has seen an uptick, whether major or slight, in violent crime, what has not changed is that murder in the United States is still not spread out equally. For people who live in most parts of the country that are not dealing with a major violent crime problem, this creates a disconnect between what we hear in the news and the ever more dangerous state of the country and what we actually experience in our day-to-day life. So in that context, calls for more gun control sound not just unwise, but like a solution in search of a problem, as gun violence is simply not a statistically significant threat to most of the country. Now, I'm half British, and I was always mystified by my beloved grandfather, Ronald. He looked upon the United States as a crime-riddled wasteland, although he had brought his family here voluntarily. when I was here, when I was growing up in the Midlands of South Carolina, I was there in the Deep South when Martin Luther King was killed. And when there were curfews imposed and all this other stuff. I was there when the Arab oil embargo occurred. I've been, you know, I've been in what would consider to be, you know, you would think that based upon the way Europeans look at the United States and gun control advocates as well, I've been in the places that would be the hot spots. And while I knew things were in place, I was part of forced busing. I was bused probably 15 miles out of the way to go to a school for integration into a black community. Nothing ever happened. Laughed my fourth point of contact off, having a good time with those people. Nothing ever happened. So when I went overseas, you know, I looked at, you know, when I was in what was then West Germany, I felt every bit as safe. Because when I got over there, it wasn't that much difference except for the language. Even though we were there facing the USSR. Now, the reason I felt so safe here is that South Carolina has a very low homicide rate, comparatively speaking. If you look at some of the big cities around, for example, like San Diego has a very low homicide rate. 4.1 homicides per 100,000 in 2021. They underperform based upon the national average. And it has the lowest homicide rate of any of the big three California cities by far. It's also the friendliest to gun rights of the three, relative to California anyway. San Francisco changed out its last gun store in 2015, yet has a homicide rate about 60% higher than that of San Diego. L.A. is more than double San Diego's rate with 10.1 murders per 100,000 people. And the divergence in results just between big cities in just looking at what that is looking like, right? This interests people. Criminologists look at this. This is a... So they've come up with a 20 most dangerous cities. Number one, St. Louis, Missouri. 199 homicides, 293,310 people. That's 67.8 homicides per 100,000. New Orleans, 55.8 homicides per 100,000. Baltimore, 55.3 homicides per 100,000. Memphis, Tennessee, 53.1 homicides per 100,000 people. Detroit, Michigan, 45.8 homicides per 100,000 people. Cleveland, Ohio, 44.1 homicides per 100,000 people. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 40.7 homicides. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 35 homicides per 100,000 people. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 33.1. D.C., 32.8. Atlanta, Georgia, 32.3. Kansas City, Missouri, 32.3. Oakland, California, 31.5. Indianapolis, Indiana, 31.3. Cincinnati, Ohio, 31.2. Louisville, Kentucky, 30.4. Chicago, Illinois, 29.4. Las Vegas, Nevada, 23.2. Newark, New Jersey, 20.3. And in coming in at number 20th is Tulsa, Oklahoma, 15.4. That's like third world numbers. And they're horrifying on their own, but they become essentially tragic when you compare them to safer parts of the country. So, looking at San Diego, for example, this means if you live in St. Louis, your chance of being murdered is roughly 17 times higher than anyone who lives in San Diego. You got one city with practically a European homicide rate, and the other one is akin to, pick any drug overlord run third world country. These 20 cities add up to a total population of 13,410,558 people. So that's 4.1% of the U.S. population. If the nation's estimated 22,735 homicides in 2021 were distributed evenly, then these 20 cities would be responsible for about 932 homicides. Instead, they account for 4,753. So, the 20 cities that I just mentioned represent 4% of our population, but they're responsible for 21% of our homicides. And if you keep on going down the list, the same trend would continue. The trend is even apparent within individual states. Missouri, for example, has about 6 million people and a statewide homicide rate of 11.8. So that translates to around 725 homicides per year statewide. But in 2021, St. Louis and Kansas City alone accounted for 356 of those. About 49% of the state's 2020 total, even though they only have around 12.5% of the state's population. If you are a Missourian who lives in St. Louis or Kansas City, you have to contend with an astronomically high homicide rate. 67.8 and 32.3, respectively. Everyone else in the state, over 87% of its population, has a homicide rate of 6.9. Now, the gun control advocates, of course, they blame the availability of guns. Swalwell recently went so far as to accuse Republicans of being the party of mass shooters. But you got to look at who's running these cities, because 18 of these top 20 cities are all run by Democrats. Tulsa is run by a Republican, and Las Vegas is run by an independent. So, to the extent that they run these cities and they push local gun control measures, they've not had enough of an effect to bring down the horrific homicide problem they face. You know, it could be said that that's unfair because urban voters normally favor Democrats. But statistics don't lie. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
One more go around, eh? Then I get to load the car. Throw the Antifa welcome wagon back. I've actually pared it down. It's not nearly as heavy as it used to be. No less lethal, though. And then I get to go get my back cracked. Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. While it is not universal, most of the people who have pushed for bail reform in New York City also support the anti-gun efforts in New York City. And they think things like homemade firearms are some monstrous scourge to their land and laws that hit, that are good and noble things. But there's an op-ed at the New York Post, which I read the New York Post because it's the closest thing to a conservative newspaper out there. And we get this. They point out an issue with these two positions. They point out Edison Cruz of the Bronx. Edison Cruz has been trying really hard to go to jail, which is not easy to do in New York City. He kept getting arrested, and they kept letting him go, and so really, what's an up-and-coming convict to do? Well, kill somebody, the police say, and shoot two innocent bystanders with a ghost gun. A handgun assembled illegally from mail-order parts. So, persistence does pay off. After three previous ghost gun-related busts, followed by two instant releases under New York's insane bail laws, and then a timely bailout arranged by a Bronx alternative justice group, Cruz was free finally to make the big time. He now stands accused of second-degree murder, manslaughter, and weapons charges, a list likely to grow as authorities finish sorting out the spare parts he allegedly used to build, quote, untraceable weapons, end quote. Now, there's a lot to disagree with in this particular op-ed because it does refer to people who build their guns as lunatics. That's not true. But there's a broader point that I find interesting, namely how supporting both gun control and bail reform requires, at a minimum, some cognitive dissonance, if not a whole lot of outright hypocrisy. So check it. Bail advocates push to reduce bail for any number of offenses. And now you have people being arrested for gun law violations. The same gun laws that many of these same advocates were essential for public safety. And they're let loose almost immediately. So, and you know, I operate under a fairly simple set of logic points. You either think gun laws aren't a big deal, and that people should be released, or you think gun control is essential, in which case you shouldn't support letting accused violators be put back on the street so doggone fast. You can have one or the other, but you can't have both. It's not going to work. Now, if you support bail reform for those accused of breaking gun laws, you're essentially saying that these gun control regulations aren't that big of a deal in the first place. If you feel gun control is vital towards saving lives, then you should oppose bail reform efforts. You can have one or the other, either. Or, you know. Unsurprisingly, I doubt you'll find that many who will admit that. Maybe, just maybe, this is a mistake. They'll double down and try to maintain a stake in both positions. But all they're managing to do is illustrate just how little laws like this are really meant to control crime. You know, I used to give gun controllers the benefit of the doubt, and I do not anymore. This is not about protecting the regular citizens of New York City. It has nothing to do with it whatsoever. What it has to do with is making it impossible for the regular citizens of New York City to either obtain a gun for self-defense. I guess that's it. That's all it really does. As far as the bail reform is concerned, I'm convinced that that is designed to drive, wherever they have it, it's designed to drive the citizens of that particular area right into the arms of the government and say, please save us. You know, that kind of thing. So it's clear that it's not about the bad guys. It's really about controlling the citizens. If it weren't, I suspect we'd see a very different set of laws, at least regarding bail reform. You know? I didn't study at all for that one. Talking and speaking of gun laws, okay? This is the thing about gun law. Most laws are put in place to set a set of penalties for if you go past them, if you transgress them. And gun control is meant to actually keep somebody who's never committed a crime from doing something, from purchasing something, from owning something. It's a stupid premise. Gun control is a stupid premise. So there are those who seem to genuinely believe, for example, that gun bans work. And then they center a whole lot of their personality around it. They think that if you ban a certain type of gun, you don't have to worry about that type of gun anymore. They just dissolve. It's like Thanos and the Marvel Universe, which I've never watched any of the movies, but I know he snapped his fingers and killed the Black Panther. So if you ban it, it just goes away. And that's what's driving the desire to ban so-called ghost guns right now, as a matter of fact. Which, they're never going to be banned. They're never going to be banned unless you ban Lowe's and Home Depot and hardware stores and pipes and nails. Building a gun is not, I mean, building a really nice gun, that's quite the engineering feat. It helps if you have CNC machines and somebody knows what they're doing and, you know, knows how to do the math and everything. Just ask Joe Chambers at Chambers Custom. But building a gun, if you're not going to get too fancy, is not that hard. The problem is that guns, like water, follow the path of least resistance. So right now, what you see isn't necessarily what you'll see after a gun ban. Like machine guns, well, the automatic weapons, that's what they're really called, but machine guns. They've been heavily restricted since 1934, and they've been banned since 1986, unless you buy one that was made in 1985. If you find one that somebody wants to sell you that was made in 1985, you are buying an antique, but you're going to need a whole lot of money to do it. And yet, there's this guy out of Mobile, Alabama, one of their most wanted, Trenton King, was arrested Friday, April 29th, after an off-duty Chickasaw police officer spotted him walking out with stolen items at Walmart on Rangeline Road. He was detained by the officer, who found that King had a firearm. An alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives agent determined that King possessed an unregistered firearm, which, if it was in Alabama, I didn't know they had a gun registry. But it was also, what made it unregistered was that it had been modified. They put a switch on it to make it a fully automatic weapon. Now, there is a fully automatic Glock pistol called the Glock 18, which has a selector switch on it. These guys are just putting that selector switch on it. And the ATF is apparently seeing a lot more of these. They're investigating more incidents involving a quarter-sized device that transforms a semi-automatic pistol into what is qualified as a machine gun. They're not new, these switches, but they've been on the rise recently. And they're starting to see them trickle from west to east. There's a great majority of them in Memphis. Remember, I mentioned Memphis as one of the top 20 most dangerous cities. Within the past year, though, we've seen a tremendous increase. And there's 80 open investigations for the ATF Nashville Division, with 100 recovered so far. There's 1,500 investigations involving the devices nationwide. Some of those cases come from Alabama. Now, 100 weapons like that in an area like Nashville is a lot, all things considered. And 1,500 nationwide investigations isn't a drop in the bucket. But we're still missing a lot of context here. And I'm not comfortable with that. But what we do have is interesting. Because this isn't something you or I can just go pick up. Because for me and you who obey the law, full auto weapons are banned. So we can't get our hands on them. We also just can't lawfully get a switch to drop on our Glocks and then go rock and roll. It's not something we can do. Either if we're willing to accept and jump through all the relevant hoops. And as a result, we're getting outgunned because of the machine gun ban. We simply can't meet the threat that seems to be presented before us. If full auto weapons are so deadly that they're basically forbidden for me or you to have, how are law-abiding citizens not put at risk via this gun ban? And how will more gun bans make it any better? The answer is they won't. I'll be back next week. Stay awake, stay aware. Eyes open this weekend. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.